This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. Jonathan Handel is an entertainment and technology attorney of counsel at Troy Gould in Los Angeles. He's also the contributing editor on entertainment labor issues for The Hollywood Reporter. And best of all, he's a regular here on The Buzz. Hello, Jonathan. Welcome back.
Larry, it's a pleasure as always.
Jonathan, tonight's show is talking with writers about writing. And we often talk with you a lot about the articles that you've written, but not the process of writing them. What was it that got you interested in news magazine writing in the first place?
Well, I kind of fell into it. I refer to myself as the accidental journalist. In the run-up to the writer's strike and then during the writer's strike and SAG stalemate, so that's the 2007 to 2009 period, I started blogging and was very quickly asked by the Huffington Post to blog on their platform, and at the same time started making media appearances. You know, one guy wrote to me and said, thank you for your balanced and fair coverage. And I'm looking at this like, coverage? You know, I'm not a journalist. I'm a lawyer who's blogging. And meanwhile, I was getting encouragement. There was a New York Times reporter who said, we're going to be working at the same place one day. I'm like, what are you talking about? And LA Times guy stopped quoting me because he said I was a competitor now. And, I just sort of wasn't seeing it. But a year after all that labor stuff had quieted down, I got a call in 2010 out of the blue from The Hollywood Reporter offering me a job on the phone. They said, we hear that the Teamsters might strike now. Do you know anything about it? I'm like, do I know anything about it? It's a weird interview question. So I said, well, no. Well, would you like to look into it and write about it for us? And at this point, I'm really staring at my phone because, reporters, 2010, the economic recession and the internet had caused reporters to get laid off across the country. And, is this guy offering me a job? So I said, well, does it pay? And he said, yeah, not as well as being a lawyer, but yeah. And he himself actually is a former lawyer. And I, of course, am a continue to practice as a lawyer and work as a journalist. And so I said, yeah. And I wrote about five stories on the Teamsters who ultimately did not strike. And then I wrote some more stories. And then they, offered me masthead and said, do you want to be our labor person? So since then, I've written about 900 stories or so, mostly on entertainment labor issues, but significant number on other legal issues, LGBT, general business, occasional general assignment, sort of the whole range. And it's extremely satisfying. And among other things, we, unlike print journalists, we get to write our own headlines. And I love the wit and compactness of that form.
How do you determine which stories to cover?
A small minority, my editor will ask me to cover something. The largest number is probably driven by outside information notifications, either a press release or a tip from a source. And then a certain percentage are completely self-generated, where I'll look at some situation and see something and say, this needs to be written about.
The Hollywood Reporter, as you mentioned, is transitioning to a new editor-in-chief. What's your opinion on the change?
Janice did an amazing job of pivoting from a 5-day-a-week trade publication that was, that was very significant as a trade publication, but was somewhat in Variety's shadow, to turning this into a weekly magazine coupled with a website, and doing it in a way that's brought a lot of traffic, a lot of awareness, great-looking magazine, solid content, great content online. It'll be tough in that way to see her go. She's being promoted into the parent company. But Matt has been an amazing editor. He really is he's a smart guy. He's personable. He knows the business. He knows both business and the creative aspects. And it's I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be great.
What do you find is the biggest challenge in being a journalist, which is different than being a writer?
I can't touch type. I'm very clumsy physically. And so the tight deadlines for many stories is the biggest challenge for me. What I usually don't have a problem with is formulating what I'm going to write. People talk about writer's block and stuff like that. Not really a luxury that a journalist can afford. And some stories are difficult when you cover a panel at, you know, the Produce By conference or something like that, and four different people talk about different aspects of entertainment finance. I mean, you can't just sort of write down, you know, write a story where, you know, he said this and she said that, and they said, you know, so you have to sit there and be like, okay, what's the story here? You know, what just happened? What's the through line or the common aspect to what I just heard? Framing the story, figuring out the angle, sometimes is easy, but other times you sit there for a minute. But it's a fun process.
Jonathan, where can we go on the web to learn more about what you're writing?
jhandel.com, jhandel.com, and THR Labor, the Hollywood Reporter Labor. THRLabor.com.
That's all one word, THRLabor.com. And Jonathan Handel is an entertainment and technology attorney and the contributing editor on entertainment labor issues for The Hollywood Reporter. Jonathan, thanks for joining us today.
Larry, it is a pleasure and a privilege, in fact.